So we're running out of flu shots here in Ottawa, so the clinics are going to close. And there's a very interesting debate, closed temporarily until we have more shots, but there's a very interesting debate on whether or not we have overplayed this epidemic, this pandemic. And Dr. Richard Chabas, who is the former Chief Medical Officer of Health for Ontario and now the Medical Officer of Health for Hastings and Prince Edward County's Health Unit, says, I think this is the most overhyped, overblown exercise I've ever been a part of. People think that the cost of this is getting out of control and that maybe we've overreacted. What do you think?
Well, part of the problem is that we don't have enough data to really assess the effectiveness of the campaign yet. We're right in the middle of doing things. So, for example, we don't have a population to use as a control to know, are there areas of the world where people were not vaccinated, similar populations, and what was the effect on them compared to a population that's been vaccinated? That we won't know. We may not know, but we certainly won't know right now because we're in the middle of trying to vaccinate people. We don't know how much has been saved with regards to economic output. That is, how much absenteeism has been prevented by the vaccine. The pandemic planning itself is a relatively new experience. That is, we haven't really done this kind of thing for the past 30 or 40 years. We don't know how much illness has been prevented. We have a lot of backseat driving right now, backseat drivers suggesting that, you know, things might be too expensive or this may be overblown. It's easy in medicine to use retrospective analysis. In fact, it's one of the areas that tends to be very easy to do when you go, oh yeah, looking back on this, yeah, it seemed pretty obvious at the time that, you know, we shouldn't have done this or we should have done that. The problem is that we faced an unknown at the beginning. And so you're faced with a dilemma. You're faced with saying, no, this is not going to be anything major. It's overhyped. Let's not do much about it. And then what if, because we're dealing with an unknown, you have to consider the outcomes one way or the other. What if it was relatively serious? What if it was something that was, you'd see newspaper reports every day of people dying? Then you'd have the public clamoring that and saying, well, you guys didn't do anything. What was the matter with you? And then that same retrospective analysis would say, hey, you know, we really missed the boat on this. We should have done something. So you're in a no-win situation in this particular point. And I don't think it is reasonable to make this argument now. It may be reasonable afterwards, but when you're in the middle where you don't have data, you're speculating, you're giving an opinion, and then the media pays a lot of attention to one person who's saying something negative, whereas everybody else is going ahead and doing their jobs and trying to provide the care right now. I just don't think it is a reasonable thing to do now. This is a debate that should be happening afterwards, not something in the middle where you're trying to accomplish at least a decision that you've made. And right now, you can't second guess the decision right now until you see the effects at the end of the whole process.
And even then, it may be very difficult to determine what would have happened if we hadn't vaccinated as many people as we have.
Well, and that's exactly right. That goes back to the fact that you don't have any control population. You have to go by history. You have to go by what you know what pandemic viruses can do sometimes. We don't know, although people are saying it's likely there may not be, but we don't know if there's going to be a third wave. And if a third wave comes, then you have people that are vaccinated and you may not see as much illness, but you don't know. That's the problem. And then if you do vaccinate everybody or you vaccinate a great enough portion of the population that gives you some herd immunity, you may not see much disease at all. So then people will say, well, was this really worth it anyway? Do we really know that the vaccine did it? Because the argument will then be, well, did the vaccine do it, or is it because it was mild disease? So you really are in a no-win situation. The only option you have, really, when you have organizations, for right or wrong, stating that you have a pandemic virus, and in this case it is a pandemic virus in terms of its behavior, not in terms of its lethality, but in terms of its behavior, you're obligated to act in terms of the public interest, which is providing a modicum of care and protection, which is what your tax dollars are supposed to do, the government has to protect people. That's what the whole goal was. And to start second-guessing and to start saying in the middle of everything, this may not be worth it, the yardstick that is being used is not the correct yardstick. The yardstick should be public health measures, understanding that there is an infection going around, and the obligation to offer at least the public the choice of being protected. To do nothing is not the right approach to this. You have to act. You have to make a decision sometimes.
Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.